Hi, and welcome to this audio exercise on compassion to others. My name is James, and I'll be guiding you through the exercise. So get comfortable in your chair, feet flat on the floor, sitting straight, shoulders back and chest open. And if you are comfortable, gently close your eyes, or if you prefer, just direct your gaze downwards. To begin, just focus on your breathing, noticing the air coming in through your nose, and then moving back out again. Just gently moving in and moving out again. And now slowly start to extend your in and out breath, breathing in a little slower and longer, and breathing out a little slower and longer. Trying to focus on a smoothness of the in-breath and a smoothness of the out-breath, settling into a gentle rhythm for the next minute or so. As you're developing your rhythm, notice the stableness in your body that has come from slowing your breathing and feeling more grounded, almost like a mountain, strong and stable. And it's from this position of groundedness and stability we're now going to start to express our compassion to others. So to begin, try to form an image of yourself sitting down in your own mind's eye. Note your posture in the chair as if you were seeing yourself from the outside. Really take that time to create that image of yourself. And now I'd like you to recognize how every living being, person and animal, wants to live a life free of suffering. And I'd like you to consider and connect with the following deep wish. Just as all beings wish to be free from suffering, may I be free from suffering. Let yourself feel the warmth of that compassionate intention. And keeping an image of yourself sitting in that chair and that feeling of compassion in your heart, I'd like you to offer yourself the following phrases that you might like to repeat silently and gently. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be free of suffering. May I live with ease. Let each phrase mean what it says. If you'd like, you can repeat one phrase a few times, or you might like just to repeat one word of a phrase, safe, peaceful, to just experience the meaning. So keeping that image of yourself in your mind's eye, enjoying your own compassion and savor the meaning of the words. If you notice your mind has wandered, which it will do after a few seconds, just connect back to those phrases of, may I be safe, may I be peaceful, may I be free of suffering, may I live with ease. Try and let this exercise be easy. Don't push yourself too hard. Distractions will always arise, and when you notice them, just try to connect to those phrases again. So letting go of that image of yourself, and now we're going to turn our attention to somebody else. To start, we're going to turn our attention to a person or any other living being who naturally makes you smile. This could be a child, your grandmother, or perhaps even a pet cat or dog. Just whomever naturally brings happiness to your heart. And let yourself feel what it's like to be in that being's presence, allowing yourself to enjoy the good company. And now just recognizing how vulnerable this loved one is. Just like you, they're subject to sickness, aging, and death. And recognize how this being wishes to be free from suffering, just like you and every other living being. And now let's take the opportunity to offer those four phrases to that person. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free of suffering. May you live with ease. And now letting go of that image. And let's bring to mind someone else, this time a supportive friend, somebody whom you trust and are grateful for, and you have positive feelings towards them. So really try as best you can to create an image of that supportive friend in your mind's eye, recognizing again how vulnerable this supportive friend is. And just like you, they're subject to sickness, aging, and death. And also notice how this friend wishes to be free from suffering, just like you and every other living being. So just repeating softly and gently those four phrases towards them. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free of suffering. May you live with ease. And now letting go of that supportive friend. And this time I'd like you to bring to mind a neutral person. Someone whom you don't really know and therefore neither like nor dislike. So that might be a little tricky and take some time. But try to create an image in your mind of a person who you see as neutral. And again, recognizing how this person, just like you, wishes to live a life free from pain and suffering. And let's offer this neutral person the four following phrases. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free of suffering. May you live with ease. Letting go of that image now of the neutral person, and now let's cast our attention towards a difficult person. So bring to mind an image of a person you know who's difficult, someone who may have caused you some pain or you have negative feelings towards. Reminding yourself that this difficult person is struggling to find his or her way through life, and in doing so is causing you pain. And just saying to yourself, just as I wish to be peaceful and free from suffering, may you too find inner peace. And again, let's repeat those four phrases, keeping the image of the difficult person in mind while sending them these compassionate wishes. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free of suffering. May you live with ease. Now, feelings might come up as you've done that, feelings of annoyance or irritation or even a sadness. And sometimes the phrases can even sound hollow alongside these emotions. So you might like to give a label to the emotions you're feeling. It's sadness, anger, and even practice compassion for yourself at this time. May I be safe. And when you're starting to feel more grounded, you might like to try again with your difficult person. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free of suffering. May you live with ease. Letting go now that image of the difficult person and focusing back on your breath, breathing in and breathing out. And now, just bring to mind an image of a group of people. That group of people could be everyone we've just offered compassion to, or it could be to a new group, maybe your whole family, or maybe a group you know who are disadvantaged or struggling, or it might be every living being on this earth. Now the aim here is to create an image of that group in your mind's eye. So just create that image of the group you would like to focus your compassion on. And notice how this group, just like you, is also struggling to find their way through life. And in doing so, let us offer them and ourselves the following phrases. May we all be safe. May we all be peaceful. May we all be free from suffering. May we all live with ease. Now, letting go any of the images you may have in your mind and take a moment to connect with your breath again, just resting and sitting quietly in your own body, savoring this goodwill and compassion that flows naturally from your own heart. Knowing that you can return to the phrases anytime you wish. Now just noticing the feeling and the contact your body makes with the chair. And when you're ready, just gently opening your eyes, and you might like to stretch out and move your body and take that compassion out to the world.